It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Letters, we get letters, we get stacks and stacks of letters.
And with nothing too dramatic in the forecast, we're taking up listener questions today. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, reminding you that you can always let us know if there's something you're wondering about the weather that you think our expert can answer. Just post it on our website, kplu.org. Hi, Cliff.
Hi.
I'm going to reach into the virtual grab bag now. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Someone who goes by the handle Night Vision has a kind of interesting one. He or she writes, it appears that on full moon nights, there's less cloud cover. Is this true or am I dreaming?
I think they're dreaming. There's no reason to think that the full moon or a half moon or a new moon or any moon has anything to do with the atmosphere. So I don't think there's any correlation between the moon phase and weather.
All right, here's one that might be a little bit more concrete for a meteorologist. Nabil wrote in to ask, why does the South Puget Sound almost always seem to be the big winner when we get low elevation snow in western Washington?
Well, that makes sense because the water is the enemy of snow. If you're near the water, which is relatively warm around here, maybe 50 degrees even in the middle of the winter, that's not going to be good for snow. And so if you're on the coast, they get less snow because the ocean's right there. If you're on the Strait of Juan de Fuca, the Strait of Georgia, even Puget Sound where it's wide, that really modifies the temperatures, making it less likely for snow. So in South Puget Sound, they're further back away from the water. If you go inland, Olympia or inland, or if you go inland from Tacoma towards Enumclaw, for instance, or Black Dime in that direction, the chance of snow increases substantially because you're miles away from that water influence, and Puget Sound is often is much narrower in the South Sound than it is further north.
Okay, so here's one that's somewhat related to that. NetCentric wrote in to ask, what effect do you expect the continuing warmth in the North Pacific in terms of surface temperatures to have on snowpack, specifically water and drought in North America?
Well, one thing I've talked about a lot is the blob, this warm water that's been off our coast. Well, the blob is weakening a bit now, but it's still there. But the blob is probably of secondary importance during the wintertime. During the summer, we have air going over this warm water. There isn't much circulation. So having this pool of warm water makes a big difference. During the wintertime, the winds are much stronger. We're pulling air from much, much further away. So having this blob of a little bit warmer water offshore doesn't have as big an impact. So the bottom line is the blob may still warm us up slightly, but it's not going to have a very big impact on how much snow we get during the wintertime.
Speaking of snow, here's one a lot of people want to know about. Henry Lynn wrote to ask, what is the seasonal forecast for the ski areas in the Cascades this winter?
Well, this winter we're going to have a weak El Nino, not a strong one, a weak one. And the tendency for El Ninos is to cause us to have less snow in the mountains. Generally, we're a little bit warmer than normal, and also the precipitation is a bit less. This is not a strong El Nino, so its impact will be less than a really powerful one would be. But the dice are probably weighted to having less snowpack than normal this winter.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, where you can also pose your weather questions in the comment section at the bottom of the post. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.